Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for January the 26th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, do we got a row to hoe. Sorry for jumping on the program a little late there. I'm still in the midst of calling all of these representatives. I got you the list, Kurt. Did you get that list okay?
Yes. Hold on.
Okay, you got it. Good. So I'm all the way down. I just contacted Representative Darren Owen, just contacted Christine Watkins. So far, I've got a voicemail from every single one of them. One person's voicemail was full, and one person actually answered the phone. So, you know, this calling, we got to do it, folks. We got to show up at the Utah State Capitol as well. And the reason we bring this up on our nationally syndicated radio show is because these issues are happening. Really, for every state, every group needs to battle this Article 5 or this idea of a con, Kurt. It's disastrous. Now, well-known Scott Bradley, or Dr. Scott Bradley, who joins us on the program, wrote a white paper or documentation against the con. They're using different words. They're putting it in strange committees. They're doing all that they can to twist this so that they can push for it. This one representative that I talked to said, I said, look, we don't know what'll happen at a con. We don't know who will be in charge. We don't know exactly what power they'll take under themselves or what they'll do. He says, oh, yes, we do. We totally know. Absolutely. We got it. It's fine. I'm voting for it. And I said, you know what? We really need to not do this. Let's talk about this on the radio. He refused. And then I said, well, you know, we really want you to vote against it. He said, I'm voting for it. There's more people calling me in support of it than against it. Kurt, that's what we face, my friend.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. You know, and for me at least, my issue is a simple one. Number one, we don't really follow the Constitution that we've currently got. And there's no, and I emphasize, no guarantee that we'll have anything better. I can't imagine this. You know, I just wish that the same people that are so hard working at this would work to say, look, let's follow the one we got now. Let's do it for a few, you know, 100 years or so, and then we'll talk about something different after that. But there's no, you know, it doesn't seem like they want to hear that. You know, they just want to basically move on to what they've decided to do.
Mike Noel, I want everybody to listen to this, Kurt.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. And we're just waiting for it to give me the beep, okay? Here
we go. Yes.
Hello, Mike Noel. This is Sam Bushman, your good friend calling. Hope you're doing absolutely fantastic, sir. Hey, we want to, me and our listeners, et cetera, Kurt Crosby and everybody in our listening audience across the country, and especially in the Olympic state of Utah, wanted to call and politely to ask you to vote no on HJR 3. Now, I know a lot of people are for it. I know, you know, many people think it's a great idea, Ken Ivory and others, but we really think it's a bad idea. If you want more documentation on it, Dr. Scott Bradley wrote an incredible white paper to educate folks on the dangers of the Convention of the States, the Article 5, the Con. There's a gazillion words to describe it. We just feel like what we need to do is return to the supreme law of the land, not try to modify it or change it. The answer is in creating accountability for our representatives. The answer is spending less than we bring in. The answer is to use the laws that are on the books regarding debt ceilings and everything else to make sure that we don't violate the supreme law. But let's return to it. Before we try to change it, we politely ask you to vote no on HJR 3 in Utah today. If you can please give me a buzz back at your convenience, that would be great. And if you want to come on the radio and talk about it, that would be even better. My direct number is 801-756-9133. That's 801-756-9133. Thank you so much for your consideration, sir. All right. In my mind, Kurt, the reason that I wanted to do that was I wanted people to hear a model of what I'm doing. And I'm not telling you I'm set up as the perfect example. But I am trying to get across, we need to be really polite. We're not going to get anywhere with being rude and being offensive. You know, the constituents are needed here. The representation for that constituent They don't know what to do. They've been taught and educated, you know, hey, and, several attorneys and a few congressmen or whatever for the state of Utah tell them this is good, don't worry, we got it, and they trust them. But it's up to you and I to bring the other side of the discussion to the table, and if we put our money where our mouth is, if we have people go to the Capitol, the problem is I can't get off work to go to the Capitol, but I'm calling all of my representatives or all the representatives that I have in the state of Utah. I just finished Mike Noel. Now, Mike Noel is a personal friend of mine, folks. And we may have to end up agreeing to disagree on this issue, Kurt. But it's something that we really need to work hard on and get together on. But I'm telling you, Marianne Christensen nailed it last hour when she basically said, hey, it's true. They're going to have pro-death. Everybody's marching. Pro-life, hardly anybody marches. You know, for the con, everybody's up in arms and going out. They got tons of people. If you want to stand for the Constitution and no con, no constitutional convention or convention of the states or Article 5 or whatever you want to call it, the sound of silence is what it seems like to me, Kurt. Any other comments on this before we move on?
Well, you're exactly right, Sam. And, you know, those of us who can go up there to the state capitol and be there, you know, I would recommend that. And others, like if you can't go there and you got a phone, you know, do that. If you want us to forward you the list of those representatives in that committee, we'll do that too. Just let us know how we can help. But anyway, I plan to head up there, you know, and I'll do the best I can. You know, I was looking up on there's a local news media organ, you could call it, in the state of Utah called KSL. And I find it interesting, if you go to their website, KSL.com, and look under the news section, there's a part called politics. So you'd think, hey, under the Utah politics, you know, there'd be something about this. But there's nothing, Sam. You know, nobody to call or no mention of it at all. And so what you really got is, you know, the standard big media in Utah, just they don't want to talk about this because they don't want the people up in arms and doing much about it. They want it quiet and get it passed and go from there. And many times they're even afraid to even take a stand, it seems like to me. Whereas, you know, we're just a little different when it comes to that, aren't we? You know, I'm trying to think of some of the other ones. I didn't check the Deseret News site, but it wouldn't be surprising to me if they just didn't have space for this kind of thing. You know, the sad thing is, at least to me, when it comes to the whole Constitution, just imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if we actually followed the one we've got and we did use it instead of just, like, have it as a paper sitting around. And then we, you know, I mean, after we do that for about 10 years or 20 years or so, if you want to bring up something that it needs to be changed, bring it up. But what I see is, you know, it's got great stuff, but it doesn't get followed. You know, for example, you read right in there where it says, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. It's easy to understand. And yet, is it being followed? I mean, that's just one instance, but, you know, the Constitution is not that big of a book. It's not that monstrous of a thing to read. And yet, you know, it just doesn't get followed. Most people just get told when they're a representative what to do. I would recommend to these representatives that they, you know, get a backbone and they study it up themselves, not just listen to what people say when they call, but have courage to understand the situation themselves. But I think so many of them, you know, they just want to hold their finger in the wind and try to figure out what to do based on that. Our buddy Scott Bradley probably has a little bit to say about this. You know, I'm sure he does.
All right, Kurt, just got off the horn. Yeah. With Representative Stuart Barlow, he answered his phone. We had a very polite conversation. And he politely said that he's going to listen to both sides before he makes up his mind. I politely encouraged him to vote against it. He asked why. I explained my reasonings. He doesn't exactly agree with my reasonings. But nevertheless, we talked about it, and we need more people to really stand up against this, Kurt. My main point was we don't know what will happen if we do, you know, accomplish this, and we need to be really careful. Why not use what worked for the first plus 100 years of our nation? Why not return to it before we talk about rewriting it? And so he heard what I had to say. We need to remain polite, though, folks. Getting angry when they reject what we have to say isn't going to help you. I'm just telling you right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, quick pause. I'm rifling through the list, calling every single one of them. Liberty Roundtable Live.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
My sister began smoking because of friends. I don't think any less of her because she smokes, but it's been really hard because I know she could have done better if she hadn't chose to smoke. She's trying to quit actually right now, but it's a really hard process and she's down to a couple of cigarettes a day, so she's doing really good, but it's been a really hard thing in my family actually. It's caused a lot of problems. My sister smoking definitely hurt my parents. I'd come home sometimes, my mom would just be in tears.
Smoking hurts a lot of people, most of whom don't even smoke.
I definitely think my religion has played a role in me not smoking. I'm a Christian and I believe I'm better because I don't smoke. Smoking hurts your friends, your family. It's not worth it in the long run. And you may not realize it now if you are smoking, but you will.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Kurt, I got it done. I called every representative given to me on this list from the Constitution Party. They're doing a great job. The Constitution Party, Eagle Forum, and others really standing together on this to reject the call for a con or a constitutional convention or a convention of the states or an Article 5. They call it under a billion different names and try to get you to believe that somehow there's ways to not go completely nuclear on this, but to have a calm and organized vetting of what's happening here and make slight changes that will benefit America. I don't believe that, Kurt. They don't have any way to guarantee that. And if you don't believe me, the only constitutional convention we've had tossed out the Articles of Confederation. And, you know, they didn't really have authority to do that. And I'm grateful we have the supreme law of the land, but I would never want to go through that open opportunity again, because I believe that it's dangerous. Anyway, we've spent enough time on it, but I've called all 11 and politely made arguments. You've heard the examples of some of the things that I say. We need to befriend that law, which is the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. We need to reject calls for an Article V or Article 5 Convention of the States. Vote no in Utah on HJR 3, please. All right. Anything else on that before we let it go, Kurt?
You know, the one thing I was thinking about is how effective it seems that prayer is many times. And so just imagine, I guess we could have a bunch of prayer warriors, as sometimes people like to call them. They could be praying there outside those doors, or, you know, at least praying that people will think about the fact that, you know, the U.S. Constitution was inspired by God. And he found the best people he could at the time to put that together. And I believe it's divinely inspired. And I don't see the same thing happening in this case.
Amen to that. And that's kind of the problem. And my response is, why not go back to what has worked before? We got a track record. Why go to something where there's no track record when you have a track record of what can and does work? One of the things that I talked about with one of the state legislators that I just called, Kurt, can't remember which one, I called all 11 of them, is that, you know, we've already got debt limits, debt ceilings at the federal level. They just keep ignoring them. That's all. We've already got balanced budget requirements for every state in the union. But the way the states ignore the balanced budget reality is they bring in or siphon in a bunch of money from the feds. And then they keep raising the money at the fed level with the debt ceiling increases. And so we're playing games when we balance our budgets. If Utah wouldn't depend on federal money, they wouldn't balance their budget. And that would mean they'd need to reduce spending. That accountability is the key here, folks. So we're all playing games. And a new amendment, that's not going to help. Okay? All would get, like, alcohol amendment, for example. You know, they'd just reverse it. We got two amendments passed the original 10 Bill of Rights. One says, let's get rid of alcohol. And the other one says, oh, sorry, let's bring alcohol back. Well, that's kind of the scenario that we're getting into with a lot of these other amendments. If we have one that says balance the budget, then either later they can just ignore it. We're going to raise the ceiling and not balance the budget. It's an emergency or an exception. Or they'll have another amendment that says, just kidding, we can't balance the budget. It'll ruin the economy, and they'll have another amendment to reverse it. In no way will they keep that, Kurt. The only way to do it is to have the states take responsibility and not take money from the feds and then demand the reduction in the size and scope of the federal government and demand that less money goes to pay for federal expenses. Until we start to get that done, there is no hope to balance the budget, Kurt. It's about accountability. All right. Anyway, prayer is one of the best ideas, ladies and gentlemen. Please pray they vote no. And please hope that happens across this wonderful pro-life land of ours. All right. I guess Donald Trump's putting a temporary ban on refugees, Kurt. And again, this is sad.
Yeah.
This is sad because I want to, you know, protect people, but we can help the refugees in place oftentimes with kind charitable donations and Christian organizations around the world. There's ways to help people. There's ways to be good and kind-hearted. That doesn't mean we have to put ourselves in harm's way. And until we can get a handle on who the real people are who need help and who the people who may want to do us harm are, until we can get a handle on that, we have no business bringing in people under the guise of helping them that can put us in harm's way. There's no value in that. So I think Donald's spot on this one, Kurt.
Well, I agree. And, you know, some people are like, well, you know, we got all these churches and, you know, these different, for example, in the World Net Daily piece about it, talks about secular NGOs. That's non-government organizations. That's funny because that's what they call it. But then when you focus it or follow it, you go, man, it sure seems like it's connected to government to me. And then you got the United Nations friendly groups that are paid tens of millions of dollars every year to secretly plant third world migrants into more than 300 U.S. cities and towns. You know, Trump, they say, is planning a moratorium on immigration visas from seven countries of special interest. You got Syria, Iraq, Iran, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, and Libya. At the same time, the World Net Daily piece says Trump is expected to announce a pause in the resettlement of refugees from most countries for at least 4 months or until a better system of vetting can be developed. You know, of course.
And see, I don't support the few months plan, Kurt. I support the until we can get a handle on it plan. And if that's quickly, then phenomenal. Wonderful. Great. If that's not quickly, though, we have no business changing it just because the timetable has expired. We need to get a handle on this. Okay, we cannot be bringing in criminals. We cannot be bringing in terrorists. We cannot be bringing people in who intent on harm. We just can't do it, Kurt. And so, you know what? I'm not saying we can never make a mistake, but we've got to put appropriate, common sense, time-tested guidelines in place for this. We've really got to, Kurt.
Well, it makes perfect sense. You know, for example, I guess federal agents told the L.A. Times just lately, I guess it was yesterday, they're going back to reinvestigate dozens of Syrian refugees who have already been allowed into the U.S. by the Obama administration.
Now, let me stop.
Possible,
that's good, yeah. They're going back to do it now, but isn't it a little day late and a dollar short kind of thing?
Well,
we've got to
do
this up front, folks.
But this illustrates the problem that we face. We've just got a whole mess on our hands, and we don't need to add to it by additional people right now. We need to say, look, basically the folks have been minding the store. We've got to get this thing squared away, straightened out, so let's do it now before any more folks are let in. At least to me, that seems to be the situation.
And even though I'm saddened for those who legitimately need a refuge, a refugee situation, and or those who want to seek for a better life, I'm sad that it puts their safety on hold. However, they should appreciate that once we get it done right, their safety will increase as well. And the chances of bringing the right people to America who truly want to become Americans in the real, traditional, complete sense, and those who really want a better life, they should be grateful this is being done because it means eventually it'll be better for them. Too, Kurt. Once they become Americans, they'll be safe as well. So this, I don't see how you can look at this as negative, but even mayors now are melting down. Weekly publication of crimes being demanded by Donald.
Yep.
By Donald.
Yes.
Committed by illegals, but now what you're getting, defiance by mayors. Why would you defy this, Kurt? What are they thinking?
Well, you got to understand, Sam, so many of these people, they go right along with the whole Communist Manifesto kind of idea, and they just don't support, freedom and liberty. They want more regulation, more government, where you and I want less and less and more freedom. But, you know, they're ticked off, and they basically are a bunch of little kingmen who... they want to tell the president and everybody else how it's going to be. And so many times when you follow the money, you find out that guys like Soros and other big shots that basically want to be, they're kind of like the guys behind the scenes in the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. They just run it, and they own their representatives, and they want to tell the rest of us, here's how it's going to be. It's time for us to stand up and say no, sir.
My response is there's a new sheriff in town, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
Sam and Kurt on your radio. Hard-hitting talk always at your fingertips. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, and LibertyNewsDaily.com. Please get involved. We need your support in every way possible, including financial. Our goal is to use your sacred funds to grow the new media taking center stage. Back in seconds.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Whether or not Donald Trump intends to keep his promise to deport millions of immigrants illegally residing in the United States, House Speaker Paul Ryan has said definitively that this policy objective would not have his support. According to CBS News, Ryan and other congressional Republicans who have huddled with the Trump transition team working on the issue of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals policy are seeking some solution that would allow immigrants brought illegally to this country as kids to remain in the country. Hundreds of thousands of these immigrants gained temporary protections and work permits from President Obama, CBS points out. While campaigning for president, Donald Trump promised to undo those protections, putting the immigrants at risk of deportation, although he said last month he hoped to work something out for them.
When asked about the matter by a woman identifying herself as a DACA recipient during a CNN town hall, Ryan replied that what we have to do is find a way to make sure that you can get right with the law, and we've got to do this in a good way so that the rug doesn't get pulled out from under you and your family get separated. Pressed by CNN anchor Jake Tapper about Trump's plan for a deportation force to remove an estimated 11 million illegal immigrants, Ryan responded, "I'm here to tell you in Congress, it's not happening." If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We need a good news piece, don't you think, Kurt?
Well, of course, we always need that, Sam. I don't know what he got. Something in mind, or did,
heck
is
yeah.
It something that I came up? Okay, good.
Come on now.
Yeah. All right.
We're talking about Justin Charters, Kurt. He's an author. Anti-Trump protesters block a downtown train. So they got protests all over, as you know.
Yep.
And these guys are in Portland, Oregon, or whatever.
Yes.
And, well, it's interesting because the cops are mellow, Kurt.
Huh.
Yeah. First, the protesters blocked a bus in the middle of the street. It's not good, huh?
No.
But it gets better. Because the protesters wouldn't move. That's not the better part.
No.
So law enforcement, Kurt, came rushing in. What are you expecting, my friend?
Yeah, some gas or
beaten
some
heads, meltdown.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what happened.
Cool.
What do you think they did, Kurt?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, they dispatched the crowd the old-fashioned way, Kurt.
Yeah?
And the crowd was grateful.
Huh.
They say, see, America, there is a way to deal with radical protesters. They say it's called the police, Kurt.
Yeah, imagine that.
They got a video and everything. What do you think the old-fashioned way is, Kurt?
I guess you go and you say, please go home.
Yeah?
You know. Get out of here.
It was a polite event. Start.
Yeah.
Can you imagine something like that?
Huh. No cars burning or windows busted or, you know, people bleeding. Huh. No wonder we're not hearing much about it.
Hmm? Where's the mainstream press?
Good point.
What do you think of that? There is an old-fashioned way to deal with it, Kurt.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
New sheriff in town.
I don't even honestly know how to respond to this. Because what if the crowds tried to act more like the police? The police have been trying to de-escalate. Now, I know some police aren't, but there's a lot of examples that we pointed to recently where the police are really trying to back away, really trying not to cause confrontation. It's about time, Kurt, when it comes to rights, to quit yelling rights and start talking about responsibility. It's time for the people to come to the table for peaceful resolution as well.
Yes.
And in this case, the crowd was delighted. There were a few heated exchanges, though, Kurt.
Of course. Yeah, there's going to be that, you know. In almost any situation, maybe old Kellyanne Conway will have to get there and punch a few of them out, you know.
I don't really know what to think, except for I want more of this, Kurt.
Yeah, more people just doing what's right. When something's right, it's right. When something's wrong, it's wrong. You just stand up and say it and do something about it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a crazy idea, Jose.
Well, we're hoping.
Yes.
We're hoping that people will really do more. Wow. How police handle them has crowd cheering.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know what to do, Kurt, to have more of this. See, I wish we had greater media ability, Kurt, to create copycat scenarios.
Yeah.
You know, usually the copycat scenarios go when it's wrong, like murdering or raping or pillaging or plundering. But we would really advocate when it's different, you know? Like the old-fashioned way.
Yes.
What do you good think? Point. Is there a better way to encourage to do this? How do we spread the word, man?
You know, it's just got to be one individual at a time. And, you know, we've seen individuals that we know that are just tremendous at it that continue on. We do what we can. And that's all we ask each of you, ladies and gentlemen, is do what you can. Support the Widow's Mite Network. You know, tell your friends how to basically listen anytime and to participate and work on the solutions. You know, like if you're somebody in the state of Utah today, hey, you can be there at the state capitol. If you can't, you can at least call all your representatives. We can give you the list, or you can find the list pretty easy of those people on that committee. But, you know, they need to hear from you. And, you know, there are solutions, but it requires you to do something different than you've done before. And you've got
to
get to work.
By the way, Donald's making a push to get out of and or severely restrict the involvement of the United States in the United Nations, Kurt.
Yeah, I mean, imagine that. Telling them that we've been paying way too much money to this thing and we're not going to keep doing it. I mean, just imagine that kind of... I mean, there's a whole lot of folks that are pretty happy about that, huh, Sam?
Well, with good reason, Kurt.
Yeah, I mean, just imagine a president that says, look, you know, this isn't a good deal for us. I mean, it's just not that hard. You know, and the power of the media is so impressive. You know, here in the great state of Utah where, you know, we, you and I, you know, got to go back and participate in the inauguration and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, the media organs, the Associated Press lookalikes in our area, you know, they refuse to put stories, you know, for example, like this HJR3 story up. They just don't have time for it. They got all the time in the world for all these other stories. I saw one from the Deseret News says, fact check, Trump overstates crowd size at inaugural. They're still on that whole thing, you know, because all they're doing is mimicking the whole, you know, Associated Press thing, saying that Trump's a liar, etc. And yet, you know, we stood there and looked at all that, you know, and, you know, they point to the same old stuff about, oh, how many trips were taken on the metro, and you know, they're just fighting a fight they shouldn't be fighting. But it just shows you the power of the media. You know, very, at least if I had to find in the state of Utah out of 1,000 people that knew that even some of their most cherished leaders were there and even prayed at some of those events, you'd have a hard time finding that out, simply because it doesn't get touted and pointed out in the media. And yet this area seems to be, you know, a lot of people think it's very religious. Well, why wouldn't they love a story that said that, you know, Trump inauguration basically wins the whole prayer deal and has more prayers than ever? That was sourced from a Tennessee newspaper that we found in the USA Today. But man, you know, would a local news organ, like, you know, put that up? No, you know. But we just see that he who owns the media makes the rules. It's the same old stuff. You know, they're just going to oppose those things, and they're certainly not going to stand up for the Constitution and that kind of thing, because, hey, they don't want to, kind of upset the boat. But they're basically supporting the kingmen, is what I see, and not the free men.
Well, we know who we support, and we know whose side who we're on. We're on the Lord's side who, and we're on the side of principles, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
And let the chips fall where they may from there is my humble view, right?
Yeah, we got to do our part and count on God for the rest, you know.
All right, Kurt, they talk about Homebody finds ultimate home office. Did you see this article?
Doesn't
New York Times.
Okay.
By Maggie Haberman.
Uh-huh.
They talk about President Trump, who flew across the country and spent tons of nights in hotels. And he, you know, has spent forever in the Trump Tower, if you will. And they say he seemed apprehensive about his move to his new home in the White House. But he discovered there's a lot he likes. And they go on in this, in my opinion, Pavlov story. It's kind of a waste of time. Donald's surprised because there's so many conference rooms. You know, Donald watches TV in the morning, and then he has to get up and sign executive orders. And it's pretty mundane. But there's one line in the middle of this whole article that was almost completely unrelated, but I found it so fascinating I had to bring it to your attention. We'll do it in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So the New York Times, as their typical to-do, Kurt, writes an article, Homebody Finds Ultimate Home Office, and they talk about Donald, and he's in the White House now, and he was at first kind of uncomfortable there, but now he's in awe, and he likes to hang out in the Oval Office, and you know, he has pastries with people in the morning and this and that. And it's really a boring article, to be honest with you. It's just like, whatever. It talks about Donald's wife going home to get Barron in school and this and that. And that Donald, you know, waits for his wife to come back and be with him on the weekends. And it's kind of a change, but he's getting used to it and he kind of likes it. And he's in awe of the Oval Office and all that kind of stuff. But then there's one little statement. It's about three quarters down in the article and it's one line that I find absolutely fascinating. It says this. Donald Trump is going through the vast art collection at the White House. And then it says this. Let me get this handy here. Trump picks a portrait of Andrew Jackson, America's first populist president, to hang in the Oval Office. Then it goes on and says that his aides say that you know, Andrew Jackson was an inspiration, et cetera, et cetera. But, Kurt, that ought to be a headline because it really tells you where Trump's heart is. It really tells you what Trump wants to pattern after. Maybe he'll rout out the bankers like Andrew Jackson did. It lets us know that he wants to bring the South and the North together and heal. And he understands states' rights. And there's a whole lot that says about Donald Trump. The mainstream press should be shouting that. So I ignored the whole article for the New York Times that I read. And I just wrote the headline. Trump picks a portrait of Andrew Jackson, America's first populist president, to hang in the Oval Office. That's a headline they're not even focused on, Kurt. You had to dig to even find that sucker.
But of course, that's a great point, Sam. And when I put in, at least in Google, you know, Trump, Andrew Jackson, you get, you know, three pieces, Breitbart piece, a Newsmax piece, and The Hill. Trump hangs portrait of Andrew Jackson in the Oval Office. That's what The Hill says. President Trump adds portrait of President Andrew Jackson to Oval Office decor. Breitbart. Newsmax, Trump to hang old hickory in Oval Office.
Heard
amid
that.
Comparisons. Yeah.
Anyway, I think it's super cool. And it really tells you a lot about Trump's mind or his beliefs or what he's thinking or doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good point. It's a good point.
It's great news, you know, if you ask my opinion.
And then, like you said, you know, if you're only reading the New York Times, the only way you find that is you've got to dig, and then you find this little bit. But if you, you know, go to these other places, and I've just named a few, they've got a headline with that, not just a little
and they
tiny
should.
Bit in the... Yeah,
because in my opinion,
exactly
that's real
right.
news to know who. Now, let me just tell you something else. If it was like Barack hung Martin Luther King Jr. or Barack hung, you know, some extremist, whatever, or some, you know, female that's been downtrodden or some whatever, then it would be top news headline, Kurt. But when it's Donald Trump hanging up Old Hickory, Andrew Jackson, the guy that ratted out the bankers the first time, the guy that stood for states' rights and a belief in a limited role, limited power of the presidency, all I'm telling you is you look at that and go, no wonder why they're not talking about it, right?
All right. Yeah, and, you know, looking at just a few more things on this whole Andy Jackson thing. I guess he was the seventh president of the United States, and he campaigned against the Washington establishment.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's that's exactly, you know, basically what Trump's had to say and what he's done. So you can see, man, that's make America great again, huh, Sam?
Absolutely. Now, there's two things you need to know about before the end of the hour, mainly. I mean, not to mention the fact that Trump picks Old Hickory to hang in the Oval Office. When he literally looked through the artwork and he's like, man, what? All right. Hey, you know, whoever, can you help me bring? And he didn't even bring his own staff from Mar-a-Lago and even from his Trump Tower. He didn't bring those folks into the White House so far yet either.
Mm-mm.
Which I think he needs to do that yesterday, by the way. You don't leave the old people in power. But anyway, I wouldn't
Breitbart News says
ne'er-do-wells that don't like me anyway.
Breitbart News says the age of the lion, Donald Trump meets Andrew Jackson. In part one of this series, Virgil compared, that's the author of this, I guess, compared President Donald Trump to a lion, observing, a lion isn't always beloved, but it is always respected.
Well, anyway, that's valuable to point out also.
Yeah.
Now, Trump said something interesting yesterday, Kurt. It was very short, but it had so much power. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Trump to agents. Enforce the laws. USA Today. Good for USA Today for reporting, and good for the Donald Trump saying, you know what, look, we're going to enforce the laws, folks. I'm instructing you people to enforce the laws. And I commend Donald for saying it and doing it, Kurt, but just imagine a president having to tell the people, you know what, government officials, enforce the law.
Yeah.
What the heck's going on around here? Well, of course they'd enforce the law, wouldn't they? Well, that's the sad part. No, they wouldn't. They don't.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we've seen it so many times. Remember the whole Ferguson, you know, deal where they'd be like, hey, man, we just wanted to give those guys a little space to kind of let off some steam. Well, all that means is you're just going to say, we're going to allow for lawlessness. Lawbreakers can just go run wild. That's just not how you do a civil society, Sam.
It's not how you do a law and order society either.
No. That's exactly right. They're the same, basically. You know,
by the way, Andrew Jackson wanted
piece
to keep the laws, too, Kurt.
Yeah, I know. Imagine that. Here's one I'll send you real quick. The headline reads, a waitress was surprised when three Trump supporters sat at her table, but when they left, she was in tears. It's from IJR.com. Connor Swanberg's the author. It says, the weekend of President Donald Trump's inauguration and the Women's March brought hundreds of thousands of new faces and excitement to the D.C. area. While the two groups, he says, couldn't be any more different, the inauguration as well as the march went off without a hitch, other than a small aggressive group of protesters who showed up.
And by the way,
know,
that's
the city
putting
remained
it in real
mostly
perspective,
peaceful.
Kurt, that's putting it in real perspective for what we actually saw on the ground. From we literally had reports from like 25 different people at completely different locations, all fanned out across the city. And the IJR is laying out the truth, what we saw, too. Just a small group of kind of crazy protesters. But for the most part, it was very peaceful. Just like, by the way, we said that it would on Liberty Roundtable Live. Remember right before all these events, we're like, hey, there's all these, you know, suggestions that it's going to be crazy. It isn't true. Don't fall for the lies. Remember that?
Yes. Well, and that's what I liked about this article. They, you know, and they go on to say, still the signs and defiant messages sent to President Trump proved that there was some serious tension in the air. You know, of course, they show some pictures of it. Then it says, so when an African-American waitress named Rosalind Harris at Busboys and Poets in D.C. saw three white men sit down at her table, she had no idea what kind of treatment she'd get. She had actively and passionately taken part in the Women's March that weekend, but she decided to greet them with a cheerful smile, which they reciprocated.
By the way, let me stop you and say, good for her.
Yeah.
And good for them.
That's right. Telling her they were in town from West Texas. One of the men, a dentist, jovially complimented her smile. In the back of her mind, the 25-year-old told the Washington Post that she assumed that they were Trump supporters here for the rally, but she shrugged it off and treated them like every other customer.
Good for her.
There were no snide remarks, no political comments, just respect, good service, and laughter. When they finished their meal, the total came out to $72.60, but the men left a $450 tip on top of it with a note.
Just racism, Kirk.
Yeah, we may come from different cultures and may disagree on certain issues, but if everyone would share their smile and kindness, like your beautiful smile, our country will come together as one people, not race, not gender, just American. God bless.
Where's the mainstream press when you need them? Now, Kurt, here's what I need you to do. I'm not putting that in the show notes today because I want to just talk about it a little bit. I want you to send that to me. I'm going to add it to the show notes tomorrow, and I want to talk about this more. It deserves longer than we've got right now. But I'm telling you, that, my fellow Americans, needs to go in the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers newsletter. That needs to go across the land. We need copycats. We need pay it forwards. We need it, whatever you can call it. We need good, honest people coming to get... Read that line again, Kurt. Read their little note. It doesn't
their
get better
note,
than this,
they
folks.
They wrote it right on the little receipt where they gave her the $450 tip. They said, we may come from different cultures and may disagree on certain issues, but if everyone would share their smile and kindness like your beautiful smile, our country will come together as one people, not race, not gender, just American. God bless.
Ladies and gentlemen, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and indeed will restore our grand old republic. We got to row to hoe. It's going to take a lot of work. But never, I repeat, never underestimate the American people when they team up with the author of our liberty. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. 2 hours in the can. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. Hopefully we point the way towards Americans working together for God, family, and country. Our websites, please support us in every way possible, including financial. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, and LibertyNewsRadio.com. Three award-winning websites. Help us make good news and the new media take center stage. We declare this nation shall endure.